on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, businesses in Donegal are being warned of a new scam which centres on the purchase of vouchers by phone. Donegal County Council has confirmed that the Donegal Road Safety Working Group will examine the increase of oil spillages on the county's roads. The EU's chief Brexit negotiator has given the UK just 2 weeks to clarify how it will settle its divorce bill, and the government's handling of the commonage management plans has been heavily criticised. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have sport with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht. First in news, the EU's chief Brexit negotiator has given the UK just 2 weeks to clarify how it will settle its divorce bill. Michel Barnier made the demand in a press conference following the sixth round of negotiations in Brussels. Britain's Brexit Secretary David Davis warned that any deal cannot create a new border within the UK and stressed his desire to start trade talks as quickly as possible.
We're making clear progress in building a common technical understanding. This is now about moving into the political discussions that will enable both of us to move forward together. We must now look ahead to moving our discussions onto our future relationship.
Earlier, the EU suggested Northern Ireland should stay in the single market after Brexit to avoid a hard border, saying that that is the only way to maintain the common travel area and protect the Good Friday Agreement, while the British government has published details of exactly when Brexit will become a reality. It says the UK will formally split from the EU at 11 p.m. on the 29th of March 2019. Meanwhile, speaking today from the British Irish Council Summit in Jersey, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says while some progress is being made in discussions, there is some way to go.
Impacts on all parts of Britain and Ireland and the associated islands in different ways. And I think we're making some good progress on that front, but a long way to go at this stage.
Businesses are being warned of a new scam which centres on the purchase of vouchers by phone using credit cards, which later turn out to be problematic. Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Paul Wallace says Gardaí are still piecing together the details of how this apparent scam works and is urging any businesses with knowledge or experience of it to make contact with Gardaí. In the meantime, he says businesses should ensure that proper checks are carried out.
We're just receiving information in from business people, particularly around Letterkenny this evening, stating that they've received a number of calls from people who are purporting to buy vouchers that are supposed to be run up to Christmas or whatever, and they're using credit cards, and a number of them have done the proper check through the advice that's offered online by safecard.ie or by the service provider, and they've found out that these are scammed or skimmed cards. Basically, we just want to alert businesses to take, if they're getting calls, and I know everyone wants to do business at this time of year, from people who are looking to purchase vouchers, to make sure that they do all the checks that they should do.
It should be possible in certain cases, I'm sure, because of the fact that these things are done electronically, that voucher numbers could be tracked, so they could associate the voucher with the credit card that's dubious and effectively cancel that voucher on the spot.
Yeah, exactly. You could do that, certainly. But what we're just, in the first instance, we're just asking people to stop their game a bit and to do the checks, just not to take every phone call that they're using a credit card to pay for the transaction as being kosher, as being correct, as being genuine. In other areas, then you have the financial platforms through the internet, through like a PayPal and that, but you haven't got that protection if you're taking the call directly into your business, processing the transaction at the time, at the point of sale.
Calls have been made to Donegal County Council to urgently deal with the call for traffic wardens at Ballyrane School. Local councillor Jimmy Kavanagh has asked the council to provide a traffic warden at the school for 15 minutes each morning and afternoon, with concerns raised over the safety of children attending the school. Speaking on the 9 till noon show earlier, school principal David Oliver reiterated councillor Kavanagh's call and described the situation as akin to a game of Russian roulette.
Personally, I don't want to have to come on radio and talk about this after a child is seriously injured or killed. I've described this to staff has been a bit like playing Russian roulette. We tell the children to cross, but they're taking their chances, and they may be lucky or unlucky while they're on the pedestrian crossing. I really do make a plea to the council authorities to look at this. This is about funding, yes, but it is about children's lives. As far as children's lives and children's safety are concerned, there are no second chances.
The government's handling of the commonage management plans has been heavily criticised by Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue. The Fianna Fáil Agriculture spokesperson challenged Minister Michael Creed on the delay of glass payments for farmers who have yet to submit their commonage management plans. In an exchange in the Dáil, Deputy McConlogue said the 2.5 week period by which farmers were given to submit the plans was unacceptable.
The department was well forewarned as well, Minister, and maybe you might give us an explanation as to why the submit the button didn't go live until the 12th of October, just 2.5 weeks before the deadline. I mean, the problem here is that farmers, who many of whom had to wait for ages last year, months on end, until very recently to get their glass payment, and who would be very much in need of it, the 85% payment by the end of this year. While those commodities management plans aren't in, you're saying that they won't be able to get that 85% payment. I'm saying to you today, Minister, is there a way and a method whereby that 85% payment can be made pending the actual submission of those commodities management plans? Why should farmers always be the ones to have to suffer the pain when it's not their doing?
You know, as I understand it, when a planner engages with the online system, they leave a thumbprint there. It may not be fully uploaded, the plan, but they leave some kind of a marker, and over 2,000 have engaged with the system of 3,700 commonage management plans that are required. So I think it is feasible that we will get the overwhelming majority of these in shortly and before we propose to pay. As I said, you know, these planners were appointed as far back as 2015, so there's been ample time to prepare the plan. It's simply a question now of uploading the plan, as it is with the nutrient management plan as well. And these are, you know, both commitments that I would hope that in the coming days, and there has been a spike in submissions in recent days, that planners will be able to facilitate their clients by submitting these as quickly as possible.
The number of patients awaiting inpatient beds at Letterkenny University Hospital fell this morning to 23, with 10 of them on emergency department trolleys. Yesterday there were 37 patients awaiting admission, the second highest figure in the country. Nationally today, the INMO says there were 342 patients without inpatient beds. In total this week alone, there have been 159 people awaiting admission at Letterkenny University Hospital. Donegal County Council has confirmed that the Donegal Road Safety Working Group will examine the increase of oil spillages on the county's roads. The decision comes following a request made by Councillor John Hamish O'Farrey calling for heightened cross-party and interagency cooperation between the various bodies responsible for road safety. Councillor O'Farrey has welcomed the announcement that the issue will be discussed in a broader context.
I have highlighted this 2 weeks ago. Since then, there has been a number of accidents in relation to oil on our roads. We've seen on Monday night that the Lifford to Letterkenny Road was closed due to an oil spillage where there was a collision between two vehicles. And especially in the Glenties Municipal District, occurring now on a regular basis, and not alone in the Glenties area, but a county-wide basis. So I'm delighted that I got confirmation this week that they are going to discuss the issue in a broader context with all the relevant agencies sitting around the table, such as the Garda Síochána, the Donegal County Council and the ETB. It'll be great to get the feedback from them agencies in relation to the likes of even the Donegal Fire Brigade. What figures have they in relation to accidents that occur in relation to oil spillages in our county?
And what do you hope could be done following these discussions?
I would hope to see what would be implemented or what procedures that are in place in relation to oil spillages by the council. Do they grit it? Do they put a sand on it? What do they exactly do instead of putting up signs? Because signs, to me, doesn't solve the problem. I'd like to get the figures overall. What implications has this in relation to insurance companies as well? The danger is that, are you covered? I'm so delighted that this is ongoing now, and all the agencies are coming together to try and come to some agreement in relation to this issue.
One passenger has been taken to hospital after a Flybe plane crash-landed at Belfast International Airport. It landed with its nose on the ground after reporting problems with its landing gear. The plane had taken off from nearby Belfast City Airport bound for Inverness before circling for around 2 hours to burn off fuel. Brian Strutton is from the British Airline Pilots Association and has praised the pilots for getting the aircraft down safely.
Landing without nose gear is a very difficult manoeuvre, but it's one the pilots train extensively for. And the pilots in this case appear to have done a sterling job of bringing the aircraft back safely under those circumstances.
A Donegal County Councillor is calling for more flexibility in the tenant purchase scheme. The scheme is up for review next month, with initial Councillor Martin McDermott saying that only 6 people in Donegal availed of it this year. He says while the scheme should easily allow tenants to buy their own homes, there are too many constraints that are preventing them from doing so.
That people in carers, people in pharmacists, all those types of things, that type of income has to be allowed in this. And also, for people that might have, you know, over a period of time, have accumulated 10 or 15,000 that they want to put towards buying out their house, they should be allowed to do that as well. And none of those things are allowed in the present scheme. I have had a motion to council on this. I've wrote to the minister on it. And I think, you know, it needs to be loosened slightly to allow people to buy their own homes. And it's very important. Most of these people have been paying rent to the council for maybe 20, 30 years. And this is an opportunity to buy their own home. And I think we need to do whatever we can to allow that to happen.
I'm sure the fact that only 6 or 7 people have actually availed of the scheme here in the county would nearly put people off applying in the first place.
Yeah, it's poor, and it's very poor all over the country. I think there's only about maybe up to 40 or 50 over the whole of Ireland that have been done at this stage. And I think that proves that the scheme isn't working. And I think that's why the minister called for a review and is doing a review at the minute. It clearly isn't working. It's clearly not workable, the present scheme. So hopefully there will be some way that we can change that, and that the minister will come out with some type of loosening of the shackles, as I say, to allow people that bit of flexibility.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where the Christmas Club is now open. Shop online 24/7 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15, time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with international football, and the Republic of Ireland squad are training in Copenhagen ahead of tomorrow's World Cup playoff first leg against Denmark. Manager Martin O'Neill is without the suspended David Myler, but Jeff Henrick and Stephen Ward are both fit for selection. O'Neill is relishing tomorrow's match.
It's a great game for us. Yeah, it's obviously goes the same with Denmark as well too. But as far as we're concerned, the qualifying for the Euros was a great achievement for us, and I thought that some of the performances in France were great, but the World Cup was something else as well too. So this would be, if we could make it, it would be fantastic, and I think obviously our opponents will feel exactly the same.
Jordan Pickford, Ruben Loftus-Cheek and Tammy Abraham are all expected to make their England debuts from the start in tonight's friendly with Germany. That game has been played at Wembley in London, while Wales are in Paris to take on France. Former Manchester United defender Patrice Evra has been banned from all European club matches for the next 7 months. It's after the Marseille fullback kicked one of the club's own fans in the face before Europa League time Portugal. Evra was sent off in the warm-up. He's also been fined nearly £9,000. The French club's been hit with a £22,000 bill over supporters confronting the players. In the FAI schools, Interprovincial, Ulster are leading at half-time against Connacht at the AUL complex in Dublin. Corey Lee Brogan has scored the only goal of the game so far as Ulster look to get off to a good start. Further matches to come on Saturday and Sunday. The opening game in the Irish Premiership is tonight, with Linfield making the trip to take on Ballymena United. The leaders, Coleraine, are not in action this weekend, so the Northwest interest comes in the form of Institute, who are in the Championship playing Larne tomorrow, while Limavady United are on the road to Harnham and Wolf Welders, and Derrickview play Lurgan Celtic. In junior football, the FEA Junior Cup took centre stage on Sunday afternoon with four games. Greencastle against Lifford Celtic. Capri Rovers play Glenny United. Kilmacrenan Celtic take on Rathmullen Celtic. And Castlefin Celtic play Convoy Arsenal. Whoever wins in those four ties will of course go through to the national stage of the competition. Kilcar just one win away from reaching a first ever Ulster Senior Football Championship final. If the Donegal champions are to progress, they will have to beat Sloughneil, the holders of the Ulster title, and beaten All-Ireland finalists in 2016. Kilcar were impressive in disposing of Scotstown in the quarter-final, but the club is under no illusion of the task at hand. Michael Higgerty wants his side to build on that result from 2 weeks ago in Monaghan.
Yeah, it was a massive learning experience the last day against Scotstown. The pace of the game early on, you know, and I suppose once we settled, the team played well. We knew that we'd 55 minutes or so to get back into it and keep at it, you know, and the game went well for us. As the game progressed, boys settled in and started playing football, and it worked out well, you know. So from that point of view, listen, it was a great experience. It was great to win the county. Pressure's off the club now. They can go and relax and play football, and now we're in a stage now we're possibly playing the best, one of the best club teams in Ireland. It's a massive task ahead of us, but I think we're looking forward to it, you know.
That game, of course, tomorrow night in Healy Park in Omagh starts at 6:30, and we'll have full live commentary with the build-up as from 6:20 tomorrow afternoon from the Tyrone venue. And you can hear more from Michael Higgerty and indeed manager Barry Doherty by going to the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. The second senior semi-finals on Sunday in Clonus with Cavan Gaels against Derry Gonley. There's also Northwest sides involved in other semi-finals. The Intermediate Club Championship at the Athletic Ground will see Donegal champions Milford up against Ross Trevor of Down. Before that, at 12:45, Moy of Tyrone will play Newbridge of Derry. While in the Junior Club Championship semi-finals, Niamh Colum Kill, the Donegal winners, will play Taddy Ray from Tyrone on Sunday at Celtic Park, while Derry Trasna are going to Clonus to play Ballinalec off of Fermanagh. A busy weekend of Ulster Club Championship action, and of course we will have live coverage from the three venues involving the Donegal sides. Elsewhere, the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Under-21 C final is on tonight in Convoy as St Mary's Convoy take on Carndonagh. That one throws in at 8:15 tonight. There's also Under-21 semi-finals over the weekend. Tomorrow the B semi-final, Nivora against St Noel's, and then on Sunday the 2A semi-finals are taking place at the O'Donnell Park at Sar Drag against defending champions Gwydor, and in Convoy Niamh Connell will play Glenn Finn. Michael Murphy of Donegal and Niall Morgan and Niall Sludden of Tyrone will all be looking to feature for Ireland this coming weekend in the international rules. The first test is against Australia on Sunday, with the Oval in Adelaide providing the venue for that one. Donegal senior team manager Declan Boner will add Nathan Mullins to the panel in the coming weeks. Mullins played his club football with Dublin champion St Vincent's this year and has featured for both Donegal and Dublin under-21s in the past. He won the All-Ireland in 2010 with Dublin, and the following year linked up with Jim McGuinness's Donegal playing in the Ulster under-21 championship. To rugby now, and Ireland captain Rory Best says the team are ready for the challenge of facing South Africa tomorrow. The sides meet at the Aviva Stadium for the first of Ireland's three internationals this autumn. Best has recovered from a hamstring injury to skipper the side, and he says it's important to start the campaign with a good performance.
I think we're in a really good position. Like I talked about, you know, the core of leadership. We also have a core of players that are playing really, really well at the minute. And that is probably as important as anything. And guys that have learned from their experience in the Lions, but also guys that while the other boys were in the Lions, got a chance to show how good they were in the summer series.
In other rugby news, there's a double header tonight for the Barbarians at Thomond Park in Limerick. In the first of those games, it will be a first ever women's fixture involving a Barbarian side, and Donegal will feature here. Nora Stapleton is part of the team which will play Munster, and then after that the Barbarians are taking on Tonga in a men's fixture. Our feature game in rugby tomorrow comes from the All-Ireland League Division 2B. It's a bit of a derby game as City of Derry host Rennie. Alec McDonald, as always, we'll have updates. Omagh are also at home tomorrow as they take on Bangor. Well, in golf, Victor Dubuisson has a two-shot lead at 6-under after two rounds of the Nedbank Golf Challenge in South Africa. Darren Fricard and Lee Westwood lead the chase at 4-under. Shane Lowry's in a share of 10th at 1-under after shooting a 71. Patrick Harrington's 2-over into the weekend with Paul Dunn at 6-over. And finally in snooker, Ronnie O'Sullivan will play Anthony Hamilton in the semi-finals of the Champion of Champions tournament this evening. O'Sullivan was in stunning form as he defeated John Higgins 6-0 in the quarter-final last night. That's it from the sports desk for today, Michaela. Our next sport is tomorrow afternoon, just after the 2 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. And for weather now, cloudy tonight with rain and drizzle in places, lowest temperatures of 4 to 6 degrees with moderate westerly winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, calls have been made to Donegal County Council to urgently deal with the call for traffic wardens at Ballyrain School. Speaking earlier in the 9 till noon show, school principal David Oliver reiterated Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh's earlier call for traffic wardens and described the situation as akin to a game of Russian roulette. Businesses are being warned of a new scam in Donegal which centres on the purchase of vouchers by phone using credit cards which later turn out to be problematic. The government's handling of the commonage management plans has been heavily criticised by Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue. The Fianna Fáil Agriculture spokesperson challenged Minister Michael Creed on the delay of glass payments for farmers who have yet to submit their commonage management plans. And the number of patients awaiting inpatient beds at Letterkenny University Hospital fell this morning to 23, with 10 of them on emergency department trolleys. In total this week alone, there have been 159 people awaiting admission at the hospital. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuked with Colin Ferriter. Good evening.
Shower my house with Colin Ferriter and Sheldon the Priest Guilty or Highland Radio. Tafogurch Janta Ekforest Nigeliga go will jauntus lua kuig million caracade agus a kuig mili euro fight egin kyon agriat eg crenu borge the hud forest Nigeliga eg oratus nasauna egalarnia egajeris shaktinia. Cludian and Wainu Remsha Lahan jauntus lenatakian budget na kyan agriat Nigeliga ericadiu kahar million goliaiha relia difa Tajaravu tolka eg na rana go Gorshar Mwenu or Foyd and Oris Tras Choran, Lena Dulgish, Raktula, a Colinu, and Vlian Shahogin. Kamaila Sim, Nakana Griat, Kadiu Jontish, the Holisha Old Skull and Eve Wurra, August and Ashian at Langeliga, Dalgail Lin, August Chonskar Al Gail Vrata, August the Arnold Naman Geliga, Tree Rua Media. Course Choranta August Turish Bunk IE Togter Ahantas Dunya Halterland Ohui Akarshi Jesh Muiniha or Foil the Halterland Macadam Ophia Melfirstia August the Halterland Ikanan Igahar Gara O Anner Yavilis a Harje Guji Mina Nolig Yavilis a Fee Tabreshu Na Figuri La Foil Exceive Forest Nigeliga Sholo Blian Nigeliga Yavilis a Harje Jashahan Shoy Hart Vela Bliana or Son the Changa Iblian Nigeliga Yavilis a hard jig, le Kelleru a Yanov Ernigeliga, August Rinkid, Fihis a Kuig, Bliana, and a Corritus, la half Yochan Nigeliga. Jan Hart Kelleru Habok, August Archonacher, Nahab Yochana and Fobble, August Carter Duchline, Rahan, Nachanga, Ilaran, Inni, Irina Bliana. Ta Shrai Ihinta Olisha Ogurchig Forest Nigeliga Le Skemina Winiha Avesar Foil on Golart Hui Has Don Geliga and Vlin Shahogin Akarkon Kin. Be V and Kade Kanako Urshulagan Oractus Agus Raktal Har Ya Iha Olis San Ir Hushkert Irina Misa and Letcha Kennan Irkade Lasvi Agus I Galtalani Kanan Kahar Gera Irandarna Lasvi Ni Le Lin Nahihinta Runchi Forest Nigeliga Olis Fuin Obers. Na hagriachta a scéamh na winnithe agus na tacaíochtaí a tar foil be Jessica and Pobl a sholas a hort major le chur chun cinn na geiriga na gantar féin agus tá lór úr do chuid an údar a hanta ó Ellen Aaron Ward Princess Mac Award Ellen na dríthe in é a bheith seolta agus a taise ar foil inis ag an suíomh Evloj Bunk IE sim a chuid se Eli Gullier Slán agus Bannacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 10th of November. The death has taken place at Outvergovern Hospital of Marianne O'Kane, 10 Millmount Villas, Strabane, formerly Logue, Coole, Cranford. Her remains will arrive at Millmount Chapel, Strabane, tomorrow Saturday at 4 o'clock for prayers and to repose overnight. Removal from there on Sunday at 2 o'clock, going to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Coole, to arrive at 3:30 and reposing overnight. Requiem Mass on Monday morning at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Greenfield Residential Comfort Fund, Strabane, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors or any family member. The sudden death has taken place of Matt Wilde, Burnley, Lancashire, England, and formerly of Rathie Lahy Donegal, husband of Deirdre Brown, formerly of St Johnson. Funeral will take place in Burnley on Tuesday next. The death has taken place of Kathleen Coyle, Lurgan Boyce, Rathmullen. Removal from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, going to her late residence. Requiem Mass on Monday morning at 11 in St Catherine's Church, Auchterlinn. Burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Odyssey Donal Nursing Home, Milford Patients Comfort Fund. Parking at Auchterlinn Chapel, with bus provided from there. The death has taken place at a residence of Moira Doherty, Sadler, New Park, Carndonagh. Funeral from her late residence on Sunday at 2 o'clock to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Mass at 2:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Georgia Doherty Fund, care of Kelly Funeral Directors, Carndonagh. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has occurred of Sean McNulty, 20A, Main Street, Drumquin. Sean's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there on Sunday at 10:30 for Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin. Cremation afterwards in Lakeland's Crematorium, County Cavan. The death has taken place of Martina O'Neill, née Kennedy, 37 Tullochore Gardens, Strabane. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday at 10:10 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in Sacred Heart Cemetery, Derry Road. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Cancer Research, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. And the sudden death has taken place of Natasha Rogers, daughter of Liam Rogers and Mary Duddy. Her remains are reposing at her mother's home, number 1, Windmill View, Glencar. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 to St. Eunan's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member.